Yes, Donna, play.
This is?
Donna, my name is John McGraw. I'm a production engineer in charge of quality control at Alinar Enterprises.
Uh-huh.
You probably don't know what that is. It's a company from which you bought one of our products. You bought the vibrator model number W5270.
Who is this?
This is John McGraw. I'm a production engineer. I'm in charge of quality control. The reason I'm calling is the product you purchased is defective, and we're actually doing a recall right now.
You're recalling a vibrator?
Well, yes, there is a bit of a problem. The company that actually makes the motor and manufactures the electrical portion of the device is actually defective, and we do have to do a recall. Now, the thing we need to know, first of all, is whether or not the product has been used.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, actually, it was a gift.
Right.
I was buying it for someone.
Oh, okay. Now, have you given this gift yet? Because we'll have to contact that person instead of you if you have done that.
No, it's a gag gift for a birthday present, so I still have it.
All right, well, that's good then. What we'd like you to do, and I'll explain all the details about where we are and if you have any questions, who else you can talk to at the company. But what we're going to do is recall the item, and we'll refund either in cash, you know, we'll give you your money back, or if you'd like, you can apply it towards purchase of one of our other products.
Well, what exactly what's wrong with it? What does it do?
Well, as far as I know, this was explained to me by a doctor. There's sort of an electrical emission that causes an allergic reaction by some women in their digestive system. Some gain weight, some lose weight. It's not that serious of a problem, but there is a reaction that needs to be taken care of immediately if someone has used it and is affected.
Oh, my God.
But you haven't used it, so that wouldn't be a problem then.
I did. Did
all right.
Not very much.
Well, Donna, I understand this might be an embarrassment for you, and I'm terribly sorry, but I'm glad you pointed that out. Now, we're going to do is send you a form in the mail, which you need to fill out and take to your doctor. We'll reimburse you in full for your checkup. Now, statistics show that women who have had checkups due to this situation, over 90% have checked out just fine. So I wouldn't worry. If there are any complications, of course, our company is responsible. We'll take care of it all. And, again, this is a correctable problem. What I do need to know is, how many times in a general field, how often have you used this product?
Well, I haven't had any problems with it so far.
It's something where you wouldn't even know if there is a problem. That's why we have to make these phone calls.
Well, I've used it, I guess, quite a bit since I got it.
Can I get a number of uses? Any idea how many times you've used it?
A lot. I don't know exactly how many.
Okay.
Maybe once a day. Is that a lot?
Once a day, you say?
Yeah.
Well, for 3 weeks? Well, I don't know if I would say that was a lot. I would say it was a considerable amount. That's fine. I'm going to send you out a form. There's one other problem that happens, too. In some rare cases with some women, it causes them, maybe you've experienced this, I don't know, it causes them to listen to Jeff and Jeff at XL 102. Have you had that happen to you at all? Every, like, weekday morning does that happen?
Oh, my God.
About as often, I guess, as...
This isn't real?
No, we're just making you a victim
God.
Report, Adana. Call the day victim. Now, before you jump through the phone and want to kill me, your boyfriend...
Oh, no.